Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. God, whose Son Jesus is the good shepherd of your people, grant that when we hear his voice, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
The first lesson is from the book of Acts. Now in Joppa, there was a disciple whose name was Tabitha, which in Greek is Dorcas. She was devoted to good works and acts of charity. At that time, she became ill and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in a room upstairs. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples, who heard that Peter was there, sent two men to him with the request, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter got up and went with them, and when he arrived, they took him to the room upstairs. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Peter put all of them outside, and then he knelt down and prayed. He turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." Then she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then calling the saints and widows, he showed her to be alive. This became known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Meanwhile, he stayed in Joppa for some time with a certain Simon, a tanner. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
The epistle is from Revelation. I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe, because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. On this Mother's Day, I'm reminded of something my mom used to say to me all the time. When I'd ask her what a word means or how to spell a word, she'd inevitably say to me, look it up in a dictionary. A dictionary is a book with pages in it and has words defined. I'd sometimes smart back and say, well, if I don't know how to spell the word, then how am I supposed to look it up? And she'd fire right back, sound it out. This refrain from my mom helped me think about the difference between being given an answer to a question and discovering that answer on your own. For example, my 11th grade history teacher would always give us the answer key before the test, so we could get it right on the test. My 12th grade teacher, however, made us study the old-fashioned way. While I got better grades in 11th grade, I learned a lot more in 12th grade. Why? Well, because when we search for something, we long for that something. And when we find that something, we don't want to give it up because we spent all that time searching for it in the first place. So ultimately, that something becomes more a part of who we are. It's one thing to know about the subject, to know certain facts. It's quite another to have a relationship with the subject. Similarly, it's one thing to know things about God. It's quite another to have a relationship with God. In today's lesson from John, there are some Jews, all the Jews don't think exactly alike, there are some Jews, not all, who want to be given the answer of the question of Jesus' messiahship. If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly. If you are the Messiah, just give us the answer key. Jesus fires back, really? I've already given you the answer key. I've already told you plainly. I've even showed you. Yet you still do not believe. Jesus goes on to tell them that those who belong to his flock know and follow his voice. In other words, we grow in faith not simply because we know things about God or Jesus. We grow in faith because of a relationship with Jesus. We grow in faith when we follow the voice of our good shepherd, the one who calls us by name and leads us home. Our life of faith is more than an intellectual understanding of a set of beliefs. An atheist can do that. In fact, many atheists know more about Jesus in the Bible than many Christians. Conversely, there are Christians who've barely read a verse from the Bible who have a more authentic witness to our faith than those Christians who've memorized the Bible cover to cover. So at the end of the day, our life of faith is about learning to recognize and trust the voice of our good shepherd. This doesn't mean that intellect isn't a part of our faith. This doesn't mean we shouldn't read the Bible. We are, after all, Episcopalians. We read more Bible in church than pretty much anyone else. Many have referred to us as the thinking person's church. We use a lot of words in worship. We use a lot of fancy and beautiful words written by very learned men and women. Our hymns are theological works of art set to music that symphony orchestras play. The downside of all of this is that we have the tendency to get stuck up here when we need to be right here. The life, and it's always a balance, right? The life and history of the church, or any organization for that matter, tries to strike that balance. And therefore, we can be defined by various pendulum swings between two extremes. So for the purposes of today, we're trying to maintain that balance between an intellectual faith and a charismatic faith, or our head and our heart are somehow balanced out. And so unless you belong to the charismatic Episcopal Church, charismatic and Episcopal don't often appear in the same sentence, right? We've been accused of being the frozen chosen. We are from England, after all. We can kind of come across as a cold and indifferent bunch. No offense to any English people here. I'm from there a long time ago. Anyway, in the late 1970s, the pendulum started to fall away from the intellectual side of faith and toward a more charismatic reflection. One example of our shift in how we did this is through the Curcio movement. Curcio is just a short word for, or just a Spanish word for a short course on Christianity. It's more charismatic in nature. It's born out of the Catholic faith of all places. Among other things, the Curcio movement is meant to help us get from our head to our heart. Again, it's one thing to know about God. It's quite another thing to know God. Today's lesson from John helps emphasize this truth with the image of Jesus as our good shepherd. Even for us today, it's a well-known fact that sheep aren't very smart. Even if you give them the answer to the test, they probably won't get it right. Without a shepherd, sheep would have no idea where to go. And without a good shepherd, the sheep would scatter and be devoured by wolves and by the enemy. Not only is Jesus a shepherd, the one who leads us and calls us by name, but Jesus is also the good shepherd. He will not abandon us in the face of grave danger. The good shepherd will lay down his life for the sake of the flock. In other words, Jesus doesn't simply save us by leading us in the right direction. In a sinful and broken world, even the right direction is going to lead us into obstacles that we cannot overcome on our own. But unlike the hired hand, Jesus will not leave us and to fend for ourselves in the face of such obstacles. Jesus will lay down his own life. Again, it isn't enough to simply know the facts about how Jesus saved us. That's a start. But we also must experience that in our own lives for us to really know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. In other words, it's not simply enough to download information about our faith. We must also upload that information into our daily lives. So how will you integrate what you learn and experience in here today with how you live out there for the rest of the week? One of the primary purposes of worship is that we learn to recognize and entrust the voice of the Good Shepherd. Our worship of God will help tune our hearts to hear and follow the notes the Good Shepherd is playing in the world. Our worship of God isn't simply something we check off a list, but this worship is conditioning us to be more present and more aware to the Good Shepherd's presence in our daily lives. The image of a sheep and a shepherd also reminds us that our life of faith is not done alone. If we wander from the flock, we might be okay for a little while, but eventually we'll be faced with obstacles that we cannot overcome on our own. But a part of the good news says that when we do wander, our good shepherd will find us and bring us home. Now, we live in a time and place where there are a lot of voices competing for our attention, and we must be extra vigilant on discerning between the voice of the good shepherd and the voice of the hired hand. The hired hand will serve us and protect us just as long as the hired hand benefits from our loyalty. The good shepherd wants the best for us even when we reject him or leave him. The good shepherd wants the best for us even if it means his own life. The hired hand will abandon us in the face of danger. The good shepherd stands between us and danger. The hired hand tells us what we want to hear. The good shepherd tells us what we need to hear. The hired hand needs us and our loyalty so he can make a name for himself. But the good shepherd wants us simply so we may hear the voice of the one who loves us and calls us by name. All that said, if we blindly go through life without trying to discern the difference between the good shepherd and the hired hand, we are going to be led astray by the first voice we hear, by the voice that sounds the best. The way of the hired hand really isn't that bad until we are faced with adversity or until the hired hand no longer needs us. The hired hand might seem like our best friend until the hired hand faces danger or finds greener pasture. Some of you might be thinking, okay, worship is a great way for us to tune our hearts to hear the good shepherd. What else can we do to hear the difference? Taking a page out of my mom's playbook, go look it up in the Bible. Take up the practice of saying the daily office every day. After 2 years, you'll have read the entire Bible. Join a Bible study. Emily has one on Tuesdays at noon. I have one on Tuesdays at 8:30. You can even start your own Bible study. Ask me and Emily how we can help you do that. As you grow in relationship with the subject matter, who is the Good Shepherd, the voice of the Good Shepherd will begin to sing in your life, and the voice of the hired hand will begin to sound more discordant and out of tune. Like anything in life, training ourselves to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd takes time and practice. In fact, a lifetime of practice. A life of faith is not something we will ever master. Rather, a life of faith puts us in relationship with the one who has mastered the faith, and in fact is our faith, Jesus the Good Shepherd, the one who will never stop loving us, the one who will never stop searching for us and longing for us. And when he does find us, we will know plainly that we are being held by a love that will never let us go. Amen. We now proclaim the faith of the church with the words of the Nicene Creed. Please stand. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again. In accordance with the scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. We have spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world.
Let us pray that the results of Christ's resurrection may be seen throughout the world. Lord God, our loving Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for the glorious resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Your Son, our Paschal Lamb, has taken away the sin of the world. Forgive us and all people. Lord, in your mercy. Your Son said, "Peace be with you. Bring your peace to the world and to our own country." Lord, in your mercy. Your Son appeared to Mary Magdalene when she was weeping. Comfort those who are sad, lonely, or grieving. Lord, in your mercy. Your Son met the women and asked them to tell the disciples about his resurrection. Guide Christians everywhere to witness to the resurrections in their lives. Lord, in your mercy. Your Son proclaimed himself to the two disciples from the scriptures. Your Son conquered death by his death and won victory by his resurrection. Be with those who are dying and those who have died, especially Harriet Conyers, and lead them to life with you forever. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Heavenly Father, grant that all who now celebrate these joyful holy days here on earth may finally praise you forever with all the angels and saints in heaven. We ask this through your risen Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who reigns, lives, and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us pray for our own needs and those of others. In the cycles of prayer, we pray for those in our parish family for whom intercessions have been asked, especially for Jay Ludenbacher, Lucy Hortberg, Jean Smith, Barbara Cochran, Kath Smeltzer, Ben Chastain, Donna Miller, Virginia Kramer, and Donna Thompson, and for friends and family of this parish, especially Ann Martin, Tommy, Jamie, Sherita, Lee, Melody, Doug, Beau, Sarah, Myrna, Rose, Judy, Stephanie, Anna, Lynn, Brenda, Beth, Kathy, Lance, Ralph, Ron, Anna, Lanny, Christine, Virginia, Mary, and Van. We give thanks to those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Scott Graves, Lucy Brizendine, Kate Solomon, Robert McDowell, Jim Busbin, Bennett Parker, Joel Morton, and for those celebrating anniversaries, especially Kelly and Alex Gould, Lisa and Sydney Jackson, Bailey and Daniel Taylor, Mary Beth and Sam Basu, Laura and Ryan Morgan. In the diocesan cycle of prayer, we pray for our companion diocese of Honduras and their Bishop Lloyd, for Voices of Alabama's Children, for Youth Serve Birmingham, for Grace Works Birmingham, for Sawyerville Commission and Day Camps, and for Foothills Day Camp. In the Anglican cycle of prayer, we pray for the Nippon Seikokai. We pray for peace, especially in Ukraine and the Middle East.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I give to you, my own peace I leave with you. Regard not our sins, but the faith of your church, and give to us the peace and unity of that heavenly city, where with the Father and the Holy Spirit you live and reign, now and forever. Amen. And now may the peace of the Lord be always with you." Good morning. Welcome to Church of the Ascension. So good to be with you here in worship on this Mother's Day, as well as Good Shepherd Sunday. So happy Mother's Day. Happy Good Shepherd Sunday. Always happens the fourth Sunday after Easter, or first Sunday of Easter, rather. We are winding down our program year, but we still have plenty going on in the life of the church that I hope you'll pay attention to. Including next Sunday, it's sort of the end of the year festivities. We will have Senior Sunday. We will recognize and honor our graduating seniors and send them off with our prayers and love and support and the knowledge of God's abiding presence. Before church, during Sunday school, we're going to have our first Sunday school Olympics. The trophy is in. It is proudly displayed in the workroom. It's much bigger on Amazon than it is in real life. It's probably the world's smallest trophy. No wonder it was only $6. Anyway, you're good stewards of your money. Anyway, so we're going to have all kinds of fun games. We're going to have a race to Jerusalem, a.k.a. pin the tail on the donkey. We're going to board Noah's Ark. We're going to do a David and Goliath marshmallow slingshot thing. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Y'all come and join us during the Sunday school hour. And then after church, the Pier 45 group and the men's group will be making, will be cooking out, and we'll have an end of the year cookout. And again, the peer groups are our peer or age-based groups. Peer 23 is 20s and 30s, 34, 30s and 40s. You get the picture. There are a few of those peer group gatherings coming up soon. The men at the church are also heading out to Protective Stadium on Wednesday night for the soccer game. So if you're going to want to be a part of that, let Martin know, or just come and show up and meet us there. There's a men's breakfast coming up as well. During the month of May, we are collecting items for the Abbey, our ministry there in Avondale. There's a list of needs printed in your bulletin, so the next time you're at the store, you can grab a few of those. There's information about a junior high outreach project at Camp McDowell. We're still hoping a few more sign up for Ascension's VBS, Vacation Bible School. Our version is Arts Camp. We're going to do the Fruits of the Spirit this year, so sign up today if you haven't already done that. Otherwise, I'm sure you can read the rest of the announcements and what's coming up. We do have a concert here at the church. It looks like that is on Saturday. So put that on your calendar as well. If you're visiting with us today, so glad you're here. If you want to learn more and, about Ascension, I hope you'll fill out a visitor card. We'd love to follow up and get to know you and your family a little bit better and answer whatever questions you might have. So again, good to be with you here, and happy Mother's Day. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering, a sacrifice to God.
Oh.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to our Lord God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father, almighty creator of heaven and earth. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is the true paschal lamb who was sacrificed for us and has taken away the sin of the world. By his death he hath destroyed death, and by his rising to life again he has won for us everlasting life. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. And gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask of your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, in the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen."
Thank you.
the gifts of God for you, the people of God. Thank you. before we pray, a surprise homilet. So before communion, I always get a number of how many people are going to be here so we can consecrate the right amount. Today, we had one wafer left over. So on this Good Shepherd Sunday, and the lost sheep that represents the person that we're supposed to go out and find and bring back to the fold. So I don't know who that person is for you, but pray about who God might be calling you to seek out and find so that they may be drawn back to the fold. Let us pray. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, union. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born everlasting. Amen. May the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Thank you.
that the small vases of flowers are for mothers on Mother's Day, so grab one as you go. Alleluia, alleluia. Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Thanks be to God.